So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with Hilchas Mezuzah. Rav Chelbei related, Chazina le Rav Huna, the Karach le Me'echad Klap Yishma. Kaifla Mitzad Smail, Litzad Yimin. Rav Huna would roll up the Mezuzah from left to right. And Va'isa Parashi Yaseo, Setumais. In every Mezuzah, there are two parashas, Shema and Vayimishamaya. And Rav Huna would leave the break between the two parashas as a stuma. The line is closed on both ends. The first paragraph, Parsha Shema, ends at the beginning of the line, and the second paragraph, Parsha Vayim Shemaya, begins at the end of the same line, and the empty space is in the middle of the line. The Gemara, however, cites a brisa that apparently disagrees with Rav. Amar Reb Shimon Elazar, Remeir ha'yukaisva al duchsustus kimin daf. Remeir would write a mezuzah on duchsustus parchment in one column. Voiser revach melmala v'revach melmata. He would leave an empty margin at the top and bottom of the mezuzah. He would leave the empty space between the two parashas as a pesucha, open from one end. Shema ends at the beginning of the line, and Vayimishmaya begins on the next line. And although in the Sefer Torah the ending of Shema is Setumah, nevertheless in the Mezuzah the ending of Shema is pesucha because Hoyel ve'ein smuches min haTorah. The two parashas do not follow each other in the Torah, as Shema is written in Parashas Vaschanan, while Vayimishmaya is written in Parashas Ekev. The Gemara concludes that Voidna Noag Alma Bestumais, the accepted custom is to make mezuzahs setumais. And Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, Mitzvah la'asaisin setumais, v'yavdin pesuches shabadami. The ketchil of the mezuzah should be written setumais. However, by the evidence, if a mezuzah was written pesuches, it is kosher. Umay pesuches to come, Reb Shimon Elazar, af pesuches. Shimon Elazar meant to say that pesuches are also kosher. The Gemara attempts to bring proof that mezuzahs can be setumais from the following brisa. Sefer Torah Shabala v'tfilin Shabalu, ein oisim mehem mezuzah. One may not cut out sections from a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, which are worn out, and use them as a mezuzah, because Sefer Torah and Tefillin are a higher level of Kedusha than mezuzah, and we may not lower something from a higher level to a lower level of sanctity. The Brice implies, however, Hamaridin, Eisen, it's not for the issue of Ma'al Makedesh Velem Maridin, one could use the parishes from a Sefer Torah for mezuzah. Even the Hacha Setumais, Vacha Pesuches, in the Sefer Torah, the Parasha Shema is Setumah, while in the Mezuzah, the Parasha Shema is Pesucha. If so, how can it be used as a Mezuzah? Apparently, this proves that a Mezuzah can also be Setumah. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Brisa refers to Lahashlam. The Mezuzah was Pesucha, but a line was missing. And if not for the issue of Meridin, they can sew in a line from the Sefer Torah to complete the Mezuzah. The Gemara asks two more questions on the reason of Lefisha in Meridin Mekedusha Chamur Lekedusha Kala. HaMeridin Eisen. One cannot use Tefillin Shabbalah for a mezuzah, even without the above reason, because there's halacha l'mesh m'sinai that Tefillin ala klaf, mezuzah al duch sustus. Tefillin must be written on klaf, while mezuzah must be written on duch sustus. To explain, the hide is peeled apart into two layers. The outer layer is called klaf, and the inner layer is called duch sustus. As to which side of the parchment we write on, the brisa continues. Klaf b'mokim basar, duch sustus b'mokim sar. Tefillin is written on the inner side of klaf, which is toward the meat. Mezuzah is written on the outer side of duch sustus, which is toward the hair, which is where they were together before being peeled apart. If so, we cannot use Tefillin Shabbalah for mezuzah even without the reason of Ma'al Mekadesh v'leim Reidin, because it's the wrong parchment. The Gemara answers, L'mitzvah is only l'ketchila, a mezuzah must be written on duch sustus. However, b'di'evit, if a mezuzah was written on klaf, it is kosher. Therefore, if not for the issue of Meridin, one would be able to use Tefillin Shabbalah for a mezuzah. The Gemara questions this from a brayse that states, Shina bein mezeh o bein mezeh apostle. The Gemara initially assumes that the Brisa's two cases refers to Tefillin and Mezuzah. And if either one was changed, Tefillin on Duch Sustus and Mezuzah on Klav, they're possible. The Gemara offers two solutions. Idi v'idi b'Tefillin. V'hodach asvinu aklav b'mokim sar, v'hodach asvinu aduch sustus b'mokim basar. The Brisa refers to two cases of Tefillin and teaches that if the Tefillin was written on the wrong side of Klav or Duch Sustus, they're possible. Or, shinu b'zeh b'zeh tanoihi. There's actually a machalikis tanoim, whether the mezuzah on the klaf is pasul, as the Brisa states, shina b'zeh u b'zeh pasul, rabacha machsher. The Gemara proceeds with the third question. One cannot use Tefillin Shabbalah for a mezuzah, even without the reason of Ma'al Mekodesh v'lem Reidin, because v'boyis sirtut, mezuzah requires sirtut, scoring lines on the parchment, while Tefillin does not require sirtut. And Rav holds kol mezuzah she'in mister tesis, psula. A mezuzah that was written without sirtut is possible because sirtut is halacha l'mesh m'sinai. The Gemara explains that sirtut b'mezuzah is actually machloikis. As Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds, tefillin and mezuzahs nechtav b'shaloi min aksav. A sefer may write both tefillin and mezuzah from memory, without looking inside, because migur is grisin. Most people are fluent in these parashas, and the sefer won't make a mistake. V'ein tzricha sirtut, both tefillin and mezuzah do not require sirtut. The Gemara concludes, however, v'hilchasa tefillin loy b'yasirtut, u'mezuzah b'yasirtut. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding leish of a gabi mitah sefer Torah munach alav, whether a person may sit down on a bed upon which lies a sefer Torah. There was an incident of Rav Huna that v'yasav apuryed the sefer Torah alav, v'kaf lekada a'ara v'anach alav sefer Torah v'hadiyasav b'mitah. He first removed the sefer Torah from the bed and then sat down. Apparently, he holds also leish of a gabi mitah sefer Torah munach alav. One may not sit down on the same bed as a sefer Torah. However, the Gemara cites Rabbi Yechon, who holds, Mutu leish v'gabi mitah she sefer Torah munach alav. One may sit down on the same bed as the sefer Torah.